Episode 1374, Change Begins in Your Mind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I pray that you are ready for a splendid week. I pray that you have a smile in your heart. It's Mindset Monday, and it's all about change begins in your mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Action ignites motivation. Are you ready to see your life explode? It is going to be incredible. You will want to make sure that you stay tuned here on the podcast and also through the newsletter because that is the only place you will hear it. It's part of the Founders Club. Stay tuned. So as we move into Mindset Monday, a lot of us talk, and there's a lot of talk about changing, right? We want to make a different decision than what we have normally made in the past on whatever it is, whether it's our health, what we eat, our exercise, maybe how we're living our life in our marriage, how we're treating our children, maybe what we're doing as our job. We want this change, this transformation. And as easy as we think transformation can occur, well, you know, our will can be strong, but your mind must be stronger. Change begins in your mind. What are a few things you've tried to change lately? Maybe you've tried to change up your menu for dinners. You know, we get stuck in a rut on that. Okay, oops, sorry. Didn't mean to remind you that you have to cook dinner tonight, but we do, right? We cook about 10 or 12 different meals, and we do it kind of per season, and it's just something that's our go-to. Right? It's our life. It's our go-to. We just grab it and we don't really have to think much about it. It's something that comes easy. Now, maybe you're not wanting to change your dinners because you like the menu that you have, but you want to change some other things. So what is that for you? How easy did it come for you when you tried to make this change and actually continually utilize the change that you implemented? Well, life seems to wrap us up in its dilemmas and priorities. We relinquish control and do what comes easy, which means what? We fall off the horse or we fall off the wagon. However you want to say it, we've fallen. And sometimes we get right back up and we start charging back again. But other times we do what we like to do and it's what comes easy. Every once in a while, the urge hits us, right? I need to change this. Yep, let's try it again. So you begin the process of making some changes to what you would like to see happen. And then I heard the choir, life happens. Exactly. It's back to what you know and you accept it. Maybe with a little rebellious play, like, oh, I think I can do this. Oh, no, maybe not. Oh, let's try it. Why can't change stick within just a few tweaks? Why can't it? Why is it that we seem to have more failures when it comes to trying to make a change than we do actually making the change stick? Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. You can't change things until you change your mind. That's what God's saying. That's what he's telling us. You can't change things until you change your mind. That means your thoughts must change. Change cannot happen when you conform to the patterns of this world. Those temptations are too great to resist. You're driving by and how comfortably you smell all of a sudden in the air this fried chicken or French fries, fried anything. And all of a sudden, you've just totally crashed your diet because you're in that next closest drive-thru, placing your order, picking it up and munching it away. What is it? Why do we just kind of fall into these traps over and over and over again? The temptations are way too great. So how do you really make a change that's greater than the patterns of this world? Well, for one, you must decide and make a commitment that you're worth the change. God knows that you are, but do you? Do you honestly believe that you are worth the change and all the mess you will encounter to get to your end goal? Honestly, I think if we were really blunt and truthful with ourselves, we'd probably say, no, I really don't value myself as high as probably what God does. And no, do I really think I can do it? No, I don't. When you go in with that hesitation, you're feeding all what? All the negative in your mind that you've already set up that you are going to fail. Instead, you must believe. When your belief is greater than your mess, change can occur. Listen to that again. When your belief is greater than your mess, change can occur. You can't go about thinking that, okay, I'm going to make this change, and then you're like, oh, but I don't know if I'm worth it. I don't know that I've got what it takes. Oh, I'm just kind of second, you know, I don't even come close to what anybody else can do. I'm just kind of at the end of the line. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, whatever. Your belief has got to be greater than the mess that you're in. God can change your heart, but you must change your mind. It's all that free will stuff that he gives us. It's great when it works for us, but when it works against what we really need to be doing for ourselves in making that change, it's like torture, isn't it? God can change your heart, but you must change your mind. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Change your mind. Once when you embrace your own worth, now listen here, you have to embrace your own worth and see how wonderfully and fearfully God made you, change is possible. The value that you place on the patterns of this world will melt away slowly. They'll melt, but it's going to be slower because you begin to see and understand from a heavenly perspective. No longer are you seeing from just the earthly perspective. We went to the zoo a few days ago. You know those binoculars they have anchored throughout the zoo, allowing you to view the animals much closer? That's the perspective you want for your life. The heavenly perspective, the heavenly binoculars, the things that draw you closer to God. It allows you to focus on what you can't see because you're too focused on the patterns of this world. You see, it opens up a whole new world. And that's what you're aiming for. The world that God wants you to see, not the world that you already see. If you could see on the other side of where you are, do you think change would be easier? You better believe it. Why? Because you already see the results of what? The mess that you had to go through to get to the other side. But the other side is absolutely beautiful. You want to be able to zoom in so you can change your mind. All throughout your life, you've been creating these neural pathways in your mind that say, I need to do this because fill in the blank. And I'm sure you have lots of blanks to fill in. I need to do this because I need to have a snack when the kids come home from school. Why? Well, because I did it when I was growing up. I came home and I got a snack. And now my children come home and I'm going to have a snack with them. Do you really need a snack if you're trying to cut down on what you're eating or the type of food you're eating or how much you're eating? I need to do this because. Maybe you don't work out because when you were younger, you really didn't have to. All throughout college, even throughout the early parts after pregnancy, life was fine. And then all of a sudden, mid-30s hit, 40s are inching closer, 40s come, and they seem to be going faster. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, what is happening to this body of mine? I need to do this because You're creating these neural pathways that say you do this and you just do it. You don't think about it. You can put the word habit on it if you want to, but it's not always a habit. Sometimes it's just, I do it because I do it. Why do we scratch our head at times? I mean, if you were to look at yourself in the mirror, here's a challenge for you. When you're talking on your phone, and I'm sure you talk on your phone, you don't just text everybody. The next time you're talking on your phone, I want you to go stand in front of the mirror and have a conversation. And I want you to watch how you talk on the phone. I want you to watch your expressions, the way you use your words. So certain words are going to have an expression on your face. Then the next time comes around and you talk on the phone, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror again. You're going to begin to notice what? A pattern. We all have patterns. And some, you know, might be thinking, oh, this is too extraordinary. This is too way out of the box for me. You want to make a change? You have to change your mind. And that means you have to know where you're coming from. You have to understand where you're standing right now so you can what? Make a change. But the crazy thing is what? Yeah, we don't even stop long enough to comprehend what we have to do to make sense of why we do it. You have the mind of Christ. I want you to sit on that one for a little bit. You have the mind of Christ. You have the opportunity every single day, every single moment to operate with Christ's mind at the forefront and not that of the patterns of this world. So let's break it down on how you can change your mind with those heavenly binoculars. Number one, evaluate why you do what you do. Stop just going through the motions. Ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why is it? What is it about this? Why do we have to have casseroles 3 times a week? Well, because my mom cooked casseroles and that's what I know and that's what's on my menu. And so we just continually cook casseroles. Maybe you're tired of casseroles, so make a change. Change your mind. Evaluate why you do what you do. Number two, discover. Discover a deeper motivation for what you do. Now, these are the motives. These are like your hidden secrets. They aren't something you consciously think about when you're in motion. You know, what are my motives for what I have been doing? And what are my motives for what I need to be doing? You're going to have to what? Change your motives. You're going to have to dig deeper. It's not just the surface stuff. You notice I'm talking a lot about food. Now we're back to the snacks after school. But hey, why not? And it's not even lunchtime when I'm recording this. So when you're thinking about having those snacks at lunchtime, why do you really need those snacks? Are you truly, really hungry? Or is it just, well, the kids are eating, so I might as well join in because I was raised that when one person eats, you don't want to feel them left out. So I'm going to join in and it's going to be a time of fellowship and celebration. We're all going to partake in the food. Is that law? Is that written somewhere? Do you have to eat? Your children can take and eat the snack, but do you? You see what I mean? So discover a deeper motivation for what you do. Ask yourself the question, well, what are my motives for what I've been doing? What are they? Where do they come from? Does it help me? Does it hurt me? And then what are my motives for what I need to be doing? That change. What is it? Because that's going to take what? Effort and energy. And when you want to make a change, I'm here to tell you, it's a full-time job. It really is. And so that's why you need number three, create. Create accountability for yourself. That means you got to surround yourself with a network of people that support you. Now, a network doesn't have to be 500 people. It doesn't have to be even 3 people. It may be 1 or 2. Maybe it's 5. Each person is going to be different, but you need to create accountability for yourself. You want to choose people who will come beside you in your efforts to change your mind. When you change your mind, you can change your actions. As hard as we try to push through our actions, if our mind doesn't change, what happens? We go back to the patterns of this world. I'm sure you've visited that too many times in your life already. Maybe there are some patterns that you want to change right now, but you're kind of stuck into the idea of how do I change my mind so I can escape the patterns of this world and do what I'm supposed to be doing through the heavenly binoculars, the heavenly perspective. If that's you, I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. When you do that, a little form will pop up. Just fill it out. An email will come directly to me, and then we will get you scheduled for a coaching call. It's totally free. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you something. I am here to serve you. I am here to come beside you. Change is difficult. And we can do our darndest to push through those actions and make our change. And sometimes we're successful and we can do little things. And then we try to do bigger ones. And sometimes we're successful at that or sometimes not. It doesn't matter if it's big things or little things. When it's important to you, then it's important to me and it's important to God. You matter. If you want to really begin to say, okay, I'm tired of what I'm doing in this area of my life. Maybe you're spending too much money. Can you believe? Just total sidebar here. Did you know Christmas is 10 weeks away? That means the new year is 11 weeks away. And that just kind of scares the pants off of me. But I've decided that I'm putting my big girl panties on, and I'm not going to let that deter me away from what I need to do right now in 2018. So where are you today? What do you need to do right now where you are today? Not looking at, oh my gosh, Christmas is 10 weeks away. And oh my goodness, that means the new year is 11 weeks away. And what am I supposed to be doing? I'm like on countdown. Have no fear. God is here. Let God change your heart. You change your mind. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Do not give up on yourself because God has never given up on you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. It's time to live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.